This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, today we will be concluding our series here in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets from the Quran. And we've approached each of these stories attempting to extract a particular lesson or theme that we can then implement within our lives and live by. And the story from the Quran that we're going to be talking about today is the story of revelation. Al-Wahy, revelation. And this, of course, brings us to Suratul Alaq, Surah number 96. And the first five verses of this particular surah that were the beginning of the revelation upon our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in order to visit that particular moment, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. And the very first chapter in Sahih Bukhari is Babu Kayfa Kana Badul Wahi ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How exactly did the beginning of revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam play out? What was that situation like? And in this particular narration, our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that the beginning of the revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a ru'ya as-salihatu fi an-nawm. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have these dreams, good dreams. In one version of the narration, so a ru'ya as-sadiqa, you would have true dreams. فَكَانَ لَا يَرَى رُؤْيَا إِلَّا جَاءَتْ مِثَ فَلَقِ الصُّبْحِ. And basically what that meant was every night he would have a dream, something good, something positive, and the very next day it would play out, it would occur exactly as he had seen it in his dream. ثُمَّ حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَاءُ. Then the second phase of it was that the Prophet ﷺ started to really crave and seek out solitude, wanting quietude, time to sit and reflect on his own. وَكَانَ يَخْلُو بِغَارِ حِرَاءٍ. And he eventually found the ideal place and situation for that solitude and quietude, that reflection, in the cave of Hira, Jabal Nur, the mountain of light, the cave of Hira. فَيَتَحَنَّثُ فِيهِ الْلَّيَالِ يَذَوَاتِ الْعَدَدِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَنْزِعَ عَلَى أَهْلِهِ وَيَتَزَوَّدُ لِذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَرْجِعُ إِلَى خَدِيجَةَ فَيَتَزَوَّدُ لِمِثْلِهَا. And he would basically go there and he would deeply reflect and ponder and spend that time in reflection, trying to connect to the divine. And he would spend nights on end there before he would go home, and then he would pack up to spend a few more days there, and he would go there and spend more days there, and then go back home to his wife, our mother Khadija Tul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then again go back and forth. Hatta ja'ahu al-haqqu, until the truth finally was delivered to him. وَهُوَ فِي غَارِ حِرَىٰ, and he was in the cave of Hira. فَجَاءَهُ الْمَلَكُ, the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam, Gabriel came to him. Jibreel alayhi salam came to him. فَقَالَ اِقْرَىٰ, and he said, read. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded based off of the typical meaning of that word, where it meant to like read from text formally. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِ, I do not formally read and write. The Prophet ﷺ says, فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجُهْدَ ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي. He grabbed me and he squeezed me until I could no longer resist. And I let loose and then he released me. فَقَالَ اِقْرَى. And then again he said, read. فَقُلْتُ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِ. Again I responded the same way. So again, he grabbed me and he squeezed me a second time again until I could no longer resist, and then he released me. Then the third time he said, Iqra, read. And again I responded by saying, I do not read. And again he grabbed me and he squeezed me a third time, and then he released me. And then he read the verses, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم فرجع بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recited these verses back. The verses are, read in the name of your Lord, the one who created everything. And he created the human being from a clot. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. And read, for indeed your Lord is most generous and kind. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ, the one who taught by way of the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ, and he taught the human being what the human being did not previously know. The truth, the purpose of life, the reason why we exist, why we do what we do, and what the ultimate end and conclusion of all of this actually is. And this was the revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the narration goes on from there, but for the purposes of our discussion, that is the moment that started it all. And the story of Iqra is continuing till today. We are a part of that story of Iqra. And just in this little snapshot, in this moment here, what do we see? We see people gathering together in unprecedented numbers all across our communities over the last month, spending hours and hours in the masajid, buyutullahi ala al-ard, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the places of worship, gathering together every single night, hours and hours, doing what? Listening to the Qur'an, the book of Allah. Standing and reveling in revelation. This is that story. Think back to the Prophet ﷺ. Alone. Singular. By himself. On the outskirts of Mecca, at the top of a mountain, inside of a small cave. We were just there a month ago. And we climbed up there and went and saw the cave. Small, remote place. Till today, it's a remote place. When you're up there, it just feels like you're just in some corner of the world. The rest of the world has disappeared. Even though there's a mall at the bottom of it. But that's a different... That's a different story. So, but think about the Prophet ﷺ there. And now look at this, subhanAllah. And so this is the lesson of Iqra. And this is that story of Iqra. And there's a moment that goes along with this story that Allah mentions in Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, in the third ayah. It's 22 years. Almost 23 full years after the start of the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going for Hajj. Hajjatul Wida', what we would come to know as Hajjatul Wida'. He said, "Khudu anni manasikakum la'alli la ahujju ba'da 'ami hadha." Learn how to do Hajj from me, because I most likely won't do Hajj after this year. And 30,000 Muslims traveled with the Prophet ﷺ from Medina to Mecca for Hajj. The Hajj group of the Prophet ﷺ was 30,000 people. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And when they arrive there, there's over 100,000 Muslims to do Hajj with the Prophet ﷺ. And as they are gathered, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates in a hadith of Sahih Bukhari that as they're gathered in the field of Arafat, and he says that I stood onto the back of my camel, and he says that I looked in front of me And there were people as far as the eyes could see. And then I looked behind me and the crowd went as far as I could see. I looked to my right, I looked to my left, and the crowd seemed like it was never ending. Think about, just a few miles from that place of Arafat, the Prophet ﷺ was sitting in that cave by himself at night, Iqra. And just a few miles away, 23 years later, the Prophet ﷺ is there in Arafat amongst an ocean of believers. And Jabir bin Abdullah says, we were here in this moment, wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam baynana, feena. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive amongst us. Allah showed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that day. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's parting message for this ummah, the verses that were revealed, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today I have completed your religion for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. I have fulfilled my blessing upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I have chosen Islam as your way of life for you. And the Prophet ﷺ said to the ummah on that day, the whole ummah, because he told the people that were there, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ, that whoever gets this message is responsible for relaying this message to whoever is not, who has not received this message yet. And the Prophet ﷺ said, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ, I leave you with two resources, two gifts. لَنْ تَضِلُّوا مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا, you will not go astray. You shall not lose your way, so long as you hold on to these two things. Kitabullah wa sunnatu nabihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The book of Allah, the Qur'an, and the practice, the tradition, the way of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so we conclude here the series, these discussions in the month of Ramadan, with the story of Iqra and the lesson of revelation. Because the moral of the story and the takeaway from this is, and this is where we always end and conclude, that our job is just starting. Our task starts today. It's not a conclusion, but this was all the training and the preparation. And we start working from today. And the rest of our lives will be based on the theme Iqra, read. The rest of our lives will be in the pursuit of, in the service of, in the implementation of, in the living of, and the spreading of revelation. That's our job, that's our destiny, that's our task, and that is also our salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live the rest of our lives in the service of the Book of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to serve the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the knowledge and the nur and the light of the Qur'an. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to receive water at the fountain of Kawthar from the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to receive the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be in paradise with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.